So we're going to try to tackle one or two areas of the Rambam's machshava, the Rambam's thought. And again, just to have a taste of who the Rambam was. So we're going to begin here with a very, very famous piece in Hilchos Tshuva. This is from Mishneh Torah. Although Mishneh Torah technically is a halachic work, it's a code, it's a codification of halacha, the Rambam, first of all, at the end of many sections in Mishneh Torah, throws in some Divrei Musar, Divrei Hesorus, at the end of a lot of the sections. There's some very famous ones. For instance, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, or the Rambam Hilchos end of Me'ilah. Lots of famous last halachos in sections where you get a real feel for the Rambam's machshava. However, in Hilchos Tshuva and in many different parts of Sefer Hamada, so the Rambam there is marchiv on Inyani machshava. So we're going to take, this is going to be our longest source for today. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud. So, a statement by the Rambam that might be startling for those of us who are not so initiated, not so aware of the Rambam Shita. Al Yomar Adam, the Rambam says, a person shouldn't say, Hareini osim mitzvos ha-Torah v'osek b'chachmasa, kidei she'akabel kol ha-brachos ha-ksuvos ba. A person shouldn't say, behold, I'm going to do all the mitzvos of the Torah, I'll be osek in the chachmas ha-Torah, in order to receive all of the brachos that are written within it. O kidei she'ezke l'chaye ha-olam haba, or in order to get olam haba. A person should not say that. The Ephrosh min ha'avei rosh yasira tar man kadesha and natzel min ha'klolos ha'ksubas patoro kadesha lo ikares michay olam haba. Furthermore, a person shouldn't avoid the averos in order to not have to face all of the klolos in the Torah, or in order to avoid kares or gehenim. That's not why you should do things. Ein roi labodes Hashem al derech hazeh. This is not the proper way to be oved Hashem. Sheha oved al derech zeh hu oved miyiro. Because a person who's Oved Hashem like this, that's fear. Fear of punishment, fear of not getting a reward. The Eino Malas HaNeviyim V'lo Malas HaChachamim. This is not the ideal way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaOved Me'ava Osek B'Toru Mitzvot Seholech B'Nesivos HaChachma. A person who's really being Oved Hashem properly, why does he do it? Lo Mipnei Dover Be'olam. Not for any reason. The lo mipnei yiras hara, and not in order to avoid any bad. The lo kidei sheyirei shatov, and not in order to inherit the good. Ella, etch these words on your heart. Ella, osa ha'emes, mipnei shehu emes, v'sof hatov alovo biglala. Do what is just and what is right. Why? Because it is right. Osa ha'emes, do what is truth, because it's emes. And so far, tabalova b'glala. And there will be reward, don't worry, you will avoid punishment. You will benefit from reward. But that's not why you should be serving Hashem. Do it, why? Because it is the reality. It is the right thing to do. This is a tremendous mile, and not everyone can do it. This is the mile of Avraham Avinu, who's called Avraham Ohavi, in Ohev. This is what the Rambam tells us. The reason why we're supposed to be serving Hashem is not for any side reason. It's not even for Olam Haba. Why do you do it? What should be your intention when you're doing mitzvahs, when you're learning Torah, when you're doing what Hashem tells you to do? Why should you be doing it? Because of the reward? No. The Rambam says the reason you do it is for one reason. Because it's emes. And you want to do MS. This is the Rambam's reorientation, redefinition of the famous categorical imperative. A famous German philosopher, Kant, speaks about the categorical imperative. There's an inyan that, this is the Rambam's redefinition almost, that there are certain things that are just MS. It's the reality. It's the way things should be. And you should do them for that reason. If Hashem said the proper thing to do is to take a tenth of your money, not diraisa, minhag, halacha, peseder, but we're speaking klali. The right thing to do is to give tzedakah, to give your money. You don't need a reason. Oh, because it's going to make me into a generous person and I'll be more caring, or it's going to give me schar and olam haba. Forget about all of these reasons. This is even though the Rambam is Mr. pushing us for tamei hamitzvos. The Rambam tells us, you're about to ask. The Rambam writes at the end of, is it Me'ilah or Temura? Me'ilah. The Rambam tells at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah that it's fitting and beneficial for a person to think about and try to understand the depth of the mitzvos. The Rambam pushed us, yes, try to understand the mitzvos. And yet the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, that's not why you're doing the mitzvos. You're doing them for one reason. This is the imperative. This is what needs to be done. You know, it's like the guy, he doesn't walk on the grass. You know, it says, do not cross the grass. He doesn't cross the grass. Why? Not because anybody's watching, not because someone's going to yell at him, not because it's a Chilul Hashem, not because, he feels that, like, if he does it, then someone else is not going to respect his sign, and then they won't, and society can't exist that way, and if everybody jumps over the turnstile, then there won't be a subway system. Not for any of these cheshbonos, just because it's not proper to step on the grass. That's what reality dictates. There's certain things that should be stepped on, certain things that shouldn't be stepped on. You shouldn't step on the grass. So no matter what situation, I'm not going to step on the grass. Whether someone's looking, whether someone's not looking. The Rambam says, you're osa ha-emes with neshu emes. This is the reality. Lahavdil with our example of the grass, obviously. But this is the reality. This is what ought to be done. The Rambam continues, and he tells us, Dabar yadua ubarer. This is the third paragraph here. She'ein avas ha-kadosh baruch hu niksharis b'libo shel adam. How can a person achieve this level of Avram Avinu? That you just osa ha-emes v'pnei shu emes. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. Because this is what Hashem said. Why do you do it? Because Hashem said. I know Hashem says the right things. This is why. How do you reach that level? This love. He says the only way you get there is ad sh'yushke batamid karoi. It's only if you're mamish connected. You're always focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yazov kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimena. Here again, the Rambam speaking very elite and almost ascetic in a certain sense. The way you reach this milah of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and we perceive of the Rambam as Mr. Engage the world, go out, the Rambam, Torah Mada, Modern Orthodoxy. And I'm not saying that so many of these concepts that we just mentioned don't have deep roots in the Rambam. They do. But, on the other hand, take a look what the Rambam says here. Now you really connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You just leave everything. Just push it all away. Yazov kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimena. You know what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, that the way to really serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to lock yourself away. Be misbodeid. Tveikus. Misbodedut. Meditation. This is not a Hasidic text that I'm quoting from. This is the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says, Kemosh tziva v'yomar b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha. The Rambam, passionate Rambam, b'chol nafshcha levavcha is not just something that we say. It's something that we need to live. With our whole heart. Wholeheartedly. That doesn't just mean, yeah, I also daven. It means that this is what I live for. I'm connected to this. Eino oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'dashia de'ehu. And he says something very, very deep. A person can only love HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the degree that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al pi hadeya tiyeh ha'ava. To the degree that you know Hashem, to that degree that you will love Him. Ima'at ma'atvim harbe harbe. And therefore, tzorich ha'odom li'achir atzmo l'havin u'l'haskil b'chachmos u'tzfunos ha'modim lo es kono kfi kocho. Therefore, you should run as fast as you can. Try to grab on to whatever chachma there is out there that will help you understand God better. Because the degree that you know Hashem, to that degree you will love Him. And if you love Him, then you will serve Him. Why? Not for any other reason, except because that's what He wants. When a man is in love with a woman, and he knows that this is the woman for him, so how does he intensify that love? Through knowing her better. Understanding if you love Shakespeare, what are you going to do? You're going to go out and you're going to find everything that Shakespeare wrote and you're going to read it. Because you want to know him better. And that's how you love something. And you deepen your love is by knowing it better. If you want to love a person, how do you love them more? You know them more. You understand them more. You think more like them. You understand how they feel, how they react. That's how we love. That's why the Torah refers to the ultimate act of love, which is marital relations. The Torah refers to that as what? Das. Yediya. Says that Adam knew his wife, Chava. And that's the term that the Torah uses for marital relations. Because depth of relationship comes through knowledge. We can already begin, not that we're going in that direction, but people always ask, Why do we have to learn Gemara b'iyun? Why b'iyun? Why can't we just b'kiyus more quickly? What's this inyun of going deeper, understanding better? Why can't I just know what the halacha is? Why do I have to understand how it works and what the nafkaminas are? But to the degree that you know something, to that degree you love it. And then to the degree that you love something, to that degree you could be dedicated to it. Mashal also, just l'ma'a davar doma. The man, a man says about his wife that the greatest way he could show his love for her is not when he cleans the house for her, when she's tired. Because he also benefits from that. It's when she asks him to fill up a cup of water and then to dump it out on the floor, which makes no sense. But when he does it, he shows that he ultimately loves the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This was a tam that was said, this was a response that was given by one of the Rishonim when a certain Christian said to him, why do you guys not eat pig? You don't even know why you don't eat pig. Why do you do that? These chukim. You don't even know why you do them. Why do you do them? And he said, you're right, I don't know why I do it, but I know that by doing it, I show my ultimate love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when you dump it on the floor, when your wife asks you to fill up the cup and then dump it on the floor, the only reason you're doing that is because you love her. Because why else would you fill up a cup of water and dump it on the floor? It's the ultimate expression of love. But the truth is that for us, the ultimate way to know is to love someone, is to know them. And to be able to then, through the knowledge, be able to reach this level where you do things just because they want it to be done. This, what the Rambam says, is an obsession. And take a look. I didn't use this imagery of a husband and a wife for no reason. The middle paragraph. Ketzad hi ha'avo haru'uya? What's the real appropriate love? Hu she'yeho ves Hashem ava gedol yaseya aza me'od, a burning love. Achite nafsho k'shura ba'avas Hashem. Until he's mamish completely connected in avas Hashem. V'nimtza shoge ba'tamid. Ki'u chol lechol ya'ava. It's as if he's lovesick. He's obsessed with her. He can never think about something else. So all he ever thinks about is her. Every time he's eating a hamburger, he's thinking like, oh, what would Juliet look like if she was eating a hamburger? Oh, he's blowing his nose. He thinks, oh, if only I could be blowing my nose next to her right now. He's always, whatever he's doing, he's thinking about her. And the Rambam says that's how we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the love that a person can feel for the opposite gender, that's just a small taste of what our love can be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says similar things. It's on the bottom of the page here. Vayikra Perek Yudches, Pasuk Dalet. But for time, we're going to keep going. So, we've learned some important things of the Rambam. First of all, we are not to serve Hashem if we want to be on the most ideal level. Again, we're speaking ideally. Practically is a whole other story. But ideally, the level of Avraham Avinu, Ahava, was what? Osa ha'emes v'pneishu emes. You don't even do it for Olam Haba. Now, this seems a little strange. Serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Olam Haba is not ideal. That's not lishma. And I think we can understand it with a mashal. When a kid is like 3 years old, 2 years old, you want to get him to do something. So what do you promise him? Candy, a lollipop. Then he's a little bit older. He's 8. So what do you get him? You tell him you're going to get him if you want him to do something. He doesn't want a candy anymore. You tell him, you know, can you pick up all these things on the floor? I'll give you a sucking candy. He'll laugh at you. He doesn't want a candy. What does he want? He wants a bike. And when he's 12, I don't know, maybe he wants like jeans. And when he's like 19, I don't know, maybe he wants a car. When he's 25, 26, he wants money. When he's, I don't know, 50, he wants fame. As you get older, right, when he's 30 years old and you say to him, hey, can you spend the next 3 weeks working on this project for the business and I'll get you a nice red shiny bike. So that doesn't speak to the 28-year-old. But if you tell him you'll get him a nice red shiny Corvette, so that speaks to him. Why? When a guy's sitting on the couch, this is my example I always give. There's certain guys who sit on the couch and they're scratching their belly and they're drinking a beer. And that's it. That's Olam Haba right there. And then there's another guy who Olam Haba is like, he's dressed in a nice outfit, the lights are dim, and he's got a nice cup of wine. You know, 10-year-old wine, he's sitting there. They're both, so the guy on the couch, you tell him I'll give you some wine, he's not going to care. The guy in the restaurant with the wine, you tell him I'll give you a beer, he's not going to care. One guy, I would vote for the second guy. The second guy's a little bit more sophisticated than the first guy, perhaps. And therefore, his sense of reward is just a little bit more heightened, is a little bit more sophisticated. Right? You can give a kid a lollipop. An adult, you're not going to get them to do something with a lollipop. But if you promise them a nice piece of, salmon, so that speaks to them. Why? Because their taste buds are a little bit more mature. They're a little bit more sophisticated. So they don't want a sucking candy or a fruit by the foot. They want salmon. Everyone's getting hungry all of a sudden? They want, you guys are like fruit by the foot, nice. Salmon! The salmon is what speaks to them, the lean cut of beef instead of the hamburger. So too, when a person gets more sophisticated, so the promises, the rewards when he was younger don't speak to him. So as you get older and you become more religious, so you start to realize like, oh, maybe there's this place called Olam Haba, like up in Shemayim, like this big playground. That's really awesome. It's a really great amusement park. So instead of getting promised Six Flags, I'd rather get Olam Haba. And that perhaps is why we start to see that Olam Haba is also a reward. It's just that your taste buds have sophisticated. Instead of you speaking to you women and money and fame, so now you want, instead of fame because like you cheated in the stock market and you made millions of dollars and you walk around like, you see that move? I faked everyone out. Now you'd rather the fame of like knowing Shas. So it's the same thing, Ki'ilu. Same thing, right? You want the fame because you know Shas. Because in the circles you hang out in, cheating in the stock market's not considered chashuv, but knowing Shas is. So are you any better than the guy, the first guy? The guy who wants the beer and the guy who wants the fancy wine, are you any better than him? You also just want a reward. It's just a little bit more of a sophisticated reward. It's a side reason. And this is what the Rambam says. You don't do it for Olam Haba. Olam Haba is just the frum man's Six Flags Great Adventure. That's all it is. It's also a reward. Don't do it for Olam Haba. This is not a radical concept. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. I have it on the source sheet here. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim. Ha'omer sela zul et staka b'shvil sheyichya b'ni. I'll give this staka, but I want my kid to have long life. I want to be able to experience a nice life with him. So take care of my kid. Ben Olam Haba, or because I want Olam Haba. Harezet Tzadik Gomer, Gemara says. Now first of all, what do we notice? The Gemara makes an equation between wanting Olam Haba and wanting your kid to live for a long time. Wanting your kid to live for a long time is certainly a reward. That's something that you gain from. What about Olam Haba? What's the comparison there? Oh, but you're going to tell me, is it Tzadik Gomer? So Rashi says, if you take a look, Rashi says, yeah, he's a Tzadik Gomer, and we won't call the Shalol Lishma. Elakiyeh mitzvahs boro, and he gave tzedakah. Even though he's mechavein af l'hanos atzmo, sheyizke bal yolam haba. O sheyichya b'ni. First of all, it's interesting. Why'd Rashi switch the order? Maybe exactly for this reason. Because the Rashi's trying to stress to you, realize that doing it for olam haba, that's also l'hanos atzmo. That's also hanos atzmo. That's not like big kavanas in shemayim. That's also hanos atzmo. Just like yichya b'ni. Oh, but it calls him a tzadik gomer. So the Medrash Shmuel already comments on this. And the Medrash Shmuel, famous commentary on Pirkei Avos, Medrash Shmuel says, it means tzadik gomer, but not a chassid. Tzadik gomer is not the highest level. There's a higher level, chassid. I don't mean a guy wearing a white kippah, jumping around on top of a truck in downtown. That's not what I mean when I say chassid. A chassid, in Lashon Chazal. A very, very pious person. Greater than a tzadik gomer. So the Gemara itself here in Pesachim already equates doing a mitzvah for Olam Haba with doing a mitzvah for personal gain. So it's not a radical concept what the Rambam tells us. The Ramban that I made reference to before says the same thing. But is it really so bad to serve Hashem for Olam Haba? Is that really so bad? Now the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Antigonos Ish Socho, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Antigonos Ish Socho said, anyone know? What does the Mishnah say? Al tiyeh kavodim, amisham shemur zarab amenas, lekabel pras, ella, shalom amenas lekabel pras. The Mishnah tells us that you shouldn't be one of these people who serves your master in order to get a pras. So Rashi says, what does pras mean? Pras means a reward in this world. In this world. That's what pras means. Why did the Mishnah use pras? Why didn't it say schar? Because maybe schar can refer to Olam Haba as well. Pras means a reward in this world. Don't serve Hashem for a pras in this world. Is it so bad to serve for Olam Haba? That Mishnah in Pirkei Avos seems to only be ousting, at least how Rashi understands it, serving Hashem for this world rewards. The Rambam himself certainly thinks that we should want Olam Haba. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Ches. The Kama David, his Ave L'chaya Olam Haba. So much did David desire Olam Haba. He said, Luve Hamanti Liros Betuv Hashem Be'etzachayim Ukfar Hodi'unu Chachamim Rishonim. How great Olam Haba is. Obviously we want Olam Haba. So what's pshat here? Is it really so bad to serve Hashem for Olam Haba? And I'll add one last thing, just to make the question even harder. Rav Kook writes in Oros HaKodesh, in Chelek Gimel, Rav Kook writes, I mean, it's not Rav Kook, I believe, actually, it was put together by the Nazir of David Cohen, but it's Torah's Rav Kook. So Rav Kook there says, and only, I couldn't say this, but Rav Kook says that when he opened up Mesilas Yesharim, when you read Mesilas Yesharim, you read the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, the soul is nauseated on the egotism of Mesilas Yesharim. Because the whole focus of the very beginning of Mesilas Yesharim is there is one great ta'anug in this world. And that is Olam Haba and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. That is the greatest ta'anug. And Rav Kook says, how egotistical and self-centered Avodas Hashem can we get than that? Serve Hashem, why? Because hey, you think you know good enjoyment, good pleasure, good tanuk? I could tell you an even better tanuk. It's called Olam Haba, buddy. And if you don't know what it is, you just listen, because I'm about to tell you. And this is better than anything you've ever heard of. This is a sale for Hanas Atzma. How can that be the focus of Avodas Hashem, Rav Kook says. Now, I cannot end now, even though I only have 4 minutes, because we would end off with lots and lots of confusion. So very quickly, let's try to understand. It could be, perhaps, that there are two different approaches. No, you can't leave right now. Okay, fine. There are two different approaches. I've never done that in my life before, but I don't want you to misunderstand the concept here. You're like, don't worry, I haven't been listening the whole time anyway. No, I'm kidding. So, there are two different types of Olam Haba, perhaps, or two different approaches towards Olam Haba. When we say that someone serves Hashem for Olam Haba, perhaps we can mean this in two ways. Perhaps you can look at Olam Haba as being a big party. Think Muslims. 70 besulos, right? 72? I'm not holding. Sorry. Whatever it is, some large number of besulos are waiting for them in Shemayim. Yeah, that's really noble of them that they build themselves up. It's completely self-serving. They're going to get this great, you know, reward in Shemayim. Some people look at Olam Haba as being a big, big party. Just a very sophisticated big party. But it's a big party, and that's what we've been discussing up until now. However, it could be that you could look at Olam Haba not as a reward. It's not a reward. It's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our rightful place. It's a desire to be in the natural state for my soul. To be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be that I don't look at Olam Haba as a reward, like, oh, I did this, now pay up. It's that by doing this and doing this and doing this, this is what I earn. This is the fruition of a life of Avodas Hashem. Let me give you an example. If I told you that I married my wife because her family is loaded and I really wanted to get my hands on all that cash, so you'd say that that's reprehensible and disgusting. But if I told you that I was marrying her because I wanted love. Oh, I wanted love. So now all of a sudden you're okay with that. Why is that different? Some people really crave money. Other people really crave love. They want to be loved. They want to love. Well, isn't that also self-serving? Why is that different than marrying a girl for money? It's a famous mashal I once heard. And it's pashut what the answer is. Once I say it, it'll be pashut. That money has nothing to do with marriage. Money is a side thing. So if I marry for money, there ain't kesher between money and marriage. But love is the natural result of a marriage. That's what a marriage is about. It's about love. So wanting to get married for love, yeah, it's for me, but that's what marriage is. That's marriage in perfection. Love. Avodas Hashem for the beer, or for the steak, or for the Ferrari, has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is that my son will live a long life and I'll be able to, you know, throw the bowl around, the pigskin around with him in the backyard for many, many years. That has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. That's just asking for a reward for Avodas Hashem. And Olam Haba could be like that also. You could say, No connection. I just want to be at the big party. I know there's going to be this big party in Shemaim. I want to be there. But if you look at Olam Haba as the result of a life of Avodas Hashem, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is why we serve Hashem, to become close to Him. So then Olam Haba is no longer a reward in the crass sense. It's just the result. It's the result of a life of Avodas Hashem. And that could be why sometimes we see that Olam Haba is not appropriate. The Rambam says, don't serve Hashem for Olam Haba, meaning, don't serve Hashem for Olam Haba if you're looking at Olam Haba as being like this big reward. But to desire Olam Haba, and to serve Hashem because you want to be close to Him, and the place where we are close to Him is in Olam Haba, that's what the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about. And that's why Rav Kook says it was only in the beginning, when you open Mesilas Yesharim, that you're put off by what it says there. Then when you realize what he's talking about, you realize there's no problem. This is what Rav Tzadok says. I'm going to read the Rav Tzadok to you. First of all, I'll just quote, because we mentioned Kovas Levavos in his Hakdama. Kovas Levavos says, what's the highest way to serve Hashem? Kedelis Karevalov. So I wrote on the side, is this against the Rambam? Kedelis Karevalov? But no, this is Pshat in the Rambam. This is okay. That's very different than serving for the reward of Olam Haba. I'm going to read to you three lines, and then we're going to end, because I really don't like to go over, and I know also people have other things to do tonight. Aval nira de mikol makom. This is from Sefer Divrei Sofrim of Sadok. I'm going to end with this. Nira de mikol makom gam zesha kisha gavana rak legarmei. When the kavana is just for him, shiyeh ben olam haba, ushiyarech yom yom haba, ushiyel atov yom haba. To bezeh in nafkamina ben prasti olam hazel yom haba. When this is all you want, I want to live for eternity. I want all the good things of olam haba. So then there's no difference between that reward and the reward of olam hazeh. Avamashu ikar olam haba, the real olam haba. Denenin miziv hashchina, this is the real Olam Haba. Ela pras u'schar trei milei ninu. Pras and schar are two different things. Schar mitzvah hamiti is kedei sheyizk al yedei zeh lios dovok b'Hashem. The real schar, which is okay to serve Hashem for, is that the result should be dveikus with Hashem. That's not reward. That's schar. That's not pras. Pras is what we're not supposed to do. And pras could also be Olam Haba. Depends on how you look at Olam Haba. It's actually in this week's Parsha. I was just learning this week's Parsha with someone, and the Sifsei Chachamim on a Pasuk in Rashi, on Yud Ches Yud Tes, I think, or Yud Tes Yud Ches, Ki Yida'ativ, that Pasuk, take a look at Rashi, that Avram Avinu told his children to serve Hashem in order to be Zoche to Eretz Yisrael in Mitzvos, and the Sifsei Chachamim there quotes from the Maral, isn't the serving Hashem for reward? And he answers with one line, no. Because it was really Kedelis Karev LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, I think, is the same yesod of what we're trying to say. All right, guys, have a great night.